Hello and welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams and thanks for joining us on this broadcast. I hope and my prayer is that you grasp the enormity of the blessing of yesterday's episode and the message of building a deeper, more intimate friendship with God. One in which, because of you walking in fear of Him, He entrusts you with secret things. In other words, He confides in you. That's how you build any relationship. It's no different with God. We got to spend the time. We got to desire Him. We place Him above everything else. It's what we do with friends, but we learn so much more about it and that kind of love and that kind of relationship with Him. I know I've been learning that over the years. I didn't and still don't always get it, but I'm a lot closer with Him now than I've ever been, and it continues to grow. I don't think I'll ever have that perfect intimacy with Him until my race is run and I'm face to face with Him on that day. Read 1 Corinthians 13, 10 through 12. It talks about, I only know partially now. On that day, I'll know perfectly. I'll understand that kind of love and that kind of relationship. But I'm desiring to, and He's faithful to help me continue to grow in that. And until then, I want to continue to walk in that faith, hope, and love that Christ has given me. And He's given it to you. I pray that you do as well. Now, if you missed yesterday's or any other messages, you can find them at loveandlordship.com. Love and Lordship, A and D in the middle, all together, loveandlordship.com. And you can find these broadcast, podcast, videos. You'll find many other articles and other videos and podcasts as well there on the read, the watch, the listen tab. Or you can go down to the Vimeo icon near the bottom of the homepage or the Podbean and you'll find others. Love to hear what you think about them. Love for you to share them with others. Thank you for those that have given feedback and shared them as I've heard, and the Lord is using it to make a difference in many lives, marriages, and families. So thank you for that. You can do that at loveandlordship@gmail.com. loveandlordship@gmail.com. Thanks again for the connection. I love it. Now remember, yesterday's message was about how we can be in an intimate friendship with God, so much so that He continues to reveal more and more things to us according to His will. I alluded to the truth of Scripture as I close, stating that fear of the Lord, those who He confides in, is about our walk in Christ and Holy Spirit in loving obedience. If you've been given a friendship with God, that's only through Christ, right? Salvation. And are in sanctification, the other side of salvation, but has to be evidence of it, are rightly walking and growing in it according to His word, then you and I should be doing so with confidence. After all, isn't that what it means to confide in someone? God is giving us secrets, intimate details in His truth, in His word, in life, all these things, as our maturity can handle it, which should instill the confidence of His truth and love and will in all that we say and do. Unfortunately, because so many of today's teachers and teachings leave out words and concepts like fear and dying to self and decreasing, etc., all those that they seem are negative, but I need to get rid of the things that are negative in my life. The natural man, the flesh. Because of that, we leave those out. We more often try to make God's word and teachings fit our lives, our circumstances, our relationships, our desires, rather than allowing Him and His word to transform us into Christ's image and our lives fitting His truth. Now, that's the crux of today's message, and it's entitled, God's Say-So. For those following along in the devotional booklet or at myutmost.org, we're on June the 5th. Remember, as children, or maybe even now as a parent, you may have a better understanding of the phrase to follow as a parent. I know I did when I became a parent. When your parents, or you now, said something like this, because I said so. I know many of you are laughing right now as I am. I remember that phrase. I remember the frustration. Because I said so, and that was it. No further explanation, no further hints, no helpful comments for us to better understand, simply because I said so. I know for me, that was always frustrating as a child when my parents pulled that phrase on me. However, I can honestly say now, after raising three of my own, that this was the absolute best response in many of those cases. It doesn't make it any less frustrating as a child, but what did help me in my parenting was that the Lord had shown me the reason why this was often the best response in many cases. Not all. And often it becomes a catchphrase that shouldn't be used just because you don't want to deal with it. And that's not good parenting either. But you see, the reason God showed me was because in certain situations, and hearken back to, think back to, if you haven't, you can go back and check it out, to yesterday's message on the secret of the Lord. You see, no matter how much I would have or could have had it explained to me, it would still not make sense to the young developing mind and the life that I had experienced to that point in my life. And it's true of your children as well. God showed me that it's much the same in our relationship with Him, and what He is doing in these situations is not only preparing us for answers on down the road with more maturity, but He's helping us to build our faith and trust in Him when He says, you can't accept this response at this point in time simply because I said so. You can accept it simply because I said so. Remember this, I still love you and always have. Trust me. And that's the foundational part of because I said so. And remember, today's message is entitled, God's Say So. And the scripture focus takes us there. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Now, some of you know 5, and we're going to get into a little more, but Chambers pulls from that and he says, He has said so that we may boldly say. How's that for confidence? Because God says so, I can say it boldly. But I don't always understand or maybe even fully believe what God has said or is saying. That's the point. He wants to get us in fear of Him to trust Him even when we're not sure. Is your confidence rooted in you, what you've accomplished or not? Or is it rooted in God, His word of truth, His faithfulness? When He says it, He'll perform it, even when we aren't sure, don't agree with it, or like it. This is what maturity in faith is all about. And the more we are willing to trust in Him, in His say-so, the more we will find that He is not only faithful, but good. When we learn to step out in faith, when God says, trust me simply because I said so, we are beginning to learn what faith truly is and then can grow in that faith and the relationship of intimacy that Christ has freely given us. Chambers starts his devotional like this. My say-so is built on God's say-so. God says, and we're going back to the Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you. Then I can say with good courage, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. I will not be haunted by apprehension, doubt, worry, any of those. This does not mean that I will not be tempted to fear, but I will remember God's say-so. And by faith, I will then put my trust in Him rather than my own thinking, my own experiences, or what the world has to offer that I can touch and see, my senses. I'm learning to believe in Him because of who I believe He is. Chambers continues, I will be full of courage, like a child bucking himself up to reach the standard that his father wants. Faith in many a one falters when the apprehensions, the doubts, the worries, the insecurities, when they come, they forget the meaning of God's say-so. They lose it, right? They forget to take a deep breath spiritually. The only way to get the dread taken out of us is to listen to God's say-so. Go back to that. Remember it. That's why memorization of Scripture is very helpful. Memorizing it alone won't do it, but memorizing and letting it grow in you. Colossians 3:16, let the Word of God dwell richly in you. Chambers says, what are you dreading? You're not a coward about it. You're going to face it, but there is a feeling of dread. When there's nothing and no one to help you, say, but the Lord is my helper this second in my present outlook right now. Are you learning to say things after listening to God, or are you saying things and trying to make God's word fit in? Remember in my introduction, I talked about this. It so often happens. Get hold of the Father's say-so and then say with good courage, I will not fear. It does not matter what evil or wrong may be in the way. He has said, I will never leave you. Frailty is another thing that gets in between God's say-so and ours. When we realize how feeble we are in facing difficulties, the difficulties become like giants. We become like grasshoppers. You know, that's a reference to Joshua and Caleb and the other 10 spies going to the land of Canaan. Joshua and Caleb come back and say, oh yeah, they are huge, but the bounty is awesome and God's with us. Let's go. And the others said, oh no, they're giants and we look like grasshoppers. And they didn't trust in God. When that happens, God becomes a non-entity because we aren't focused on Him. Remember God's say-so. I will in no wise, in no way fail you. Have we learned to sing after hearing God's keynote? Are we following that note, that truth? Are we always possessed with the courage to say, the Lord is my helper? Or do we forget that and are we succumbing to the anxiety, the apprehensions, the fears, the insecurities? What is it that God has said and why we can have confidence and boldly proclaim and act on it? Well, that's the other portions of this text that have been stated throughout this message. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So say with full confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can anyone do to me? Food for thought as we wrap it up here. Here's the simplicity of this message. If you will walk or learn to walk in faith, God's say-so is His truth. It is truth, and there is no other. You can bank on everything He says, which means if you're not walking with Him, you're not going to like it. But if you are, even when it's tough, you will. You can bank on everything He says because He has always proven Himself to be faithful. Even when you're not sure or don't understand why, walk in faith because God says so. In faith, His truth or say so is the substance of what you hope for and the evidence of what you can't see. That's Hebrews 11:1, the very definition of faith. Here's our love in action. Regular listeners know these first two well, I hope by now. Spend time with God and His word, prayer, and listening every day. How are you going to know His say-so if you don't listen to His word, His truth? Because that's where it comes from and that's what it is. Begin with those scriptures in this message. And if you want to go beyond that, the Gospel of John, the book of Psalms. As you do so, number two, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number three, what are your thoughts and decisions based on? Do you stop and think about that or do you just react to your emotions, your experiences, those kind of things? Are they based on your wisdom and experiences or on God's say-so? Number four, what will you do to grow in your faith to take God at His word? Remember, what He says is absolute truth. Be confident in God's say-so. Now, tomorrow's Wednesday. You know what that means? Another Wednesday for Women with co-host and good friend Adia Worcester. It's always good stuff with Adia. So join us. Invite family, friends, loved ones, and enemies to do the same. And so they can hear these messages and what's going on in our culture and how we can respond in a biblical way according to God's say-so. Again, check out our website, loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com. You can find our book there, the icon in the middle of the homepage. You can find many other things there. You can give if the Lord's leading you. And if it's not us, keep praying until He shows you where He is leading you and then join Him. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in the love and lordship of Christ. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to the Authority of Love.